All right, folks, welcome to NinosCorner.tv. Hopefully this makes Fluff Tube Edition. I'm joined with United States Secret Service, John Carman back in the day. Secret Service during the Ford and Carter administrations. Knows a lot about what's going on. Still gets his intel. And we are probably in texting discussions every day. So there's a lot of stuff going on. I love having him on. He's straight and to the point. Everyone, welcome John Carman. Give him some thumbs up in the chat. How's it going, John?
Oh, good, good. A lot of stuff going on, you know, and I got my own personal issues I got to deal with, you know, that junk.
Yeah.
I'm
I know.
continually in the okota stage. That's Japanese. So for our Japanese people out there, okota is
Okota. You got to say it
pissed
with
off.
aggressive. Don't they always, don't you have to be like,
Yeah, exactly. Yoda janayo, okota. It's kind of like saying Dejo or something, you know, almost.
All right. So, folks, get your Get Olive. Get Olive. They've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird, trendy superfood either. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel better. I take 3 shots a week of this stuff. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for the insides of your body. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil in your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot a day or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, like any other olive, any olive oil can give you some benefits, but if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind. And many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profits. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may even take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Stephen Gundry has decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. You can watch the video right now on getolive1.com/Nino. Hit the link below, folks, to get started on it. It is an amazing, amazing supplement. All right, John, let's get into this. Let's first talk about what's going on with Daniel Penny, the U.S., United States Marine Corps gentleman that I guess he was on the subway and put a dude in a sleeper hold. And so
yeah.
He was a Michael Jackson impersonator.
No, go ahead.
Well, I think, you know, I think it was a little overdone, right? Wasn't he on that guy for longer than like a minute?
15 minutes.
15
more.
Minutes choking him out.
15 minutes. I'm telling you, your body's
going to
be
the guy
going,
was already probably out in the first 15,
no,
20
no,
seconds.
He was going in and out, and then other people acted like they were trying to help him to grab an arm or to keep him from trying to get out of the hold, which they assisted in his death by doing that. Once you put first off, let me describe my background real quick. Martial arts trained since I was in Japan at 13. We study these techniques in judo, aikido, and stuff like that. I've actually used the techniques at Seagal's dojo. And, you know, they do those kind of techniques, but there's a special added feature that I won't describe, that there's a special way to do it that immediately would take the person out in less than 5 seconds.
You're a friend of Steven Seagal's, correct?
That's true. So I used to go to his dojo.
Are you
after
proud of that?
From working U.S. Customs in 91. Say again.
Are you proud of that?
Yeah, I have some reservations on occasion.
Okay.
Yes,
All
yes,
right.
But I know the truth about things. That's the whole point of it.
Okay.
But being in law enforcement, you also have to experience it. I've had it done to myself. They will put like a shock and lock technique here and across the other side, so I can't imitate it too well. But they're doing both sides of the carotid arteries, squeezing rather tightly and holding it, you're going to go out in 5 seconds. Once you go out, they lay the person down. That's when you're supposed to cuff them up or do whatever, and they'll let you lay there and let you recover naturally. And if you don't recover right away, after you see the sparkly lights or whatever, then they'll pick you up and they're supposed to hit a jolt to the back of the between the shoulders with your palm to get the heart activated to make sure it's not restricted. And massage the trapezius and the muscles around the neck and the shoulders to get the circulation back going. Now, the heart may go through a little jolt because you went got put out, but the problem is I've seen this done in New York time and time again. And when they can't breathe, they're not doing it right. They're choking it. That's illegal. Okay, you can't do a chokehold. It's illegal. What they teach in the Marine Corps is two separate things. Those guys are taught to go out and put people out for a few seconds, cuff them up, zip tie them, or do whatever. They're doing something much different. The problem is the knowledge is dangerous, and this guy didn't know what he was doing. He did not put him out, flip him over on his stomach, put his hands behind his back to restrain him from trying to escape. He kept applying it and applying it. And then other people tried to get in like they were trying to assist. They didn't know what they were doing either.
But
So,
what was happening with this? Because I didn't really watch the full thing. Wasn't this guy like a Michael Jackson impersonator? And
right. His
he was, what was
history
he doing?
was
Harassing people on the
he was
subway or
like
something?
living on the streets. He would do the Michael Jackson thing to get donations. He was hungry. My God, people, I've given money when I didn't have money to people when they were hungry. Some black, some white, some whatever, doesn't matter. When a person says they're hungry and you know that they're hungry, you can give them some money, then do it. Save a life, do whatever. But allegedly, he was making threats about people or men, women, children, whatever is the description that he would be willing to die and he didn't care. At that point, you have to deal with them on a different level. Being in law enforcement, I'm highly trained. We deal with psychologically imbalanced people like John W.
Yeah, but
Hinckley.
this guy's not law enforcement. He's just a military
Ex-Marine.
ex-Marine, so he doesn't know the techniques and the guidelines you know to go by. He just.
Oh, yeah, but we're talking about mental status. When you're dealing with a mental case, that's what I dealt with when I interviewed Hinckley in 1976. He wasn't acting this bad or strange. But the point is, it doesn't give you the right because the
Or
guy's
take his
having a
life,
problem.
right?
Also, an issue where he also may have been on drugs. Does it give you the right? You cuff him up, you take him to jail, or you take him to the hospital. I've seen people and had to treat people on
But do you
PCP.
think he knew he was taking his life in the action
I'm
during the
not
action?
sure. He was asked on an interview with the five or one if he would do it again, and he says he would do it again. Well, then he's going to come. He's dangerous. He shouldn't be walking around like that. He should have got the 10 to 15 years, so they exonerated him of the serious, more serious charge. Then they could have got him on the less serious, which would have been involuntary manslaughter, which means he didn't have the intent person. Then he would have got up to 5 years. That would
Right.
have been a fair minimal. But the problem is, they're putting out stuff now where he's all happy. He's at the bar, he's having a beer, and he's celebrating that he got off. What's
I think revenge is going to come back to that. I think something bad may happen. I have a really bad feeling about
oh,
that
it
guy. So
will. It will.
I feel
I've
like
already
someone's
looked at
going to
the
take it
intel.
into their own hands, in my opinion.
Yeah, groups, and I've even reached out to people I know in my intel groups. They're intending on doing some retaliation because every time they person, and you can go back to Trayvon Martin, you could go back to other cases with the New York PD choked a guy out. All they did was fire the guy. And the guy died. People don't need to die when you take them into custody or put a martial arts move on them properly. That's the
Even when
point.
I was like back in my bouncing days, when there was, man, massive fights and stuff like that, we were taught ways to
Oh, yeah.
restrain them and pull them outside. The guys that didn't do that caused lawsuits for the club or the
Oh, yeah.
bars, and they were gone the next day.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
a real club owner, a guy who's trying to have good business, got rid of those guys fast. I mean, you just want to get it outside the door and let them go and let them go on their way. I knew guys that would take them out, choke them out, drop them. kick them in the head. I mean, just really lose their shit, and then they'd get in trouble. And I never liked those guys that would take it as an opportunity to hurt somebody.
Yeah,
So I
exactly.
think I'm with you on this. I feel like, you could have just restrained them, maybe lessened the chokehold a little bit, and you could have still been gone down as a hero, but just why not hold his arms in the back of his head?
He
You know,
could have put him on his stomach, flipped him over, take an arm
yeah, I
bar,
mean,
45-degree angle if he doesn't have any other issues, and hold on to him with one hand. I could do it with
right,
one hand.
yes.
Okay. These people aren't trained. By the way, I did do a summer job for maybe a month or so at a place, and I was a bouncer, and I've dealt with those kind of people before too. But when you're in law enforcement, you deal with crazy people, people on drugs, people who are alcoholic influence or DUIs, stuff like that. So you have a certain pattern of how to deal with certain people, but you never, ever, ever get taught like that. That's
Yeah,
just
that's I
crazy.
agree with you. I mean, obviously this guy was mentally unstable, and this guy took it in his own hands. I mean, I even know, like, I've been in situations where it's pretty crazy and there's a threat to the people in the clubs or whatever. I've dragged guys out,
Oh, I've
by their
done the
neck and
same
let
thing
them
even
go.
on.
I don't hold on to him and laugh.
Yeah, I've
Like,
done the same thing to intervene verbally on public transportation or bus when I had to ride a bus or something like that. And I sent somebody the force continuum pyramid, which shows like from the bottom level is mere presence. Okay, just mere presence. Like you're a guard or a cop or a person, and then you move it up to the next level. If the guy's crazy, he's lost his mind, or he's so frustrated with what the Democrats have done to this country that he's losing his anger and he's putting it out because he doesn't know where to go. So you understand. So all you have to do is try to calm him down. Hey, brother, I understand what you're going through. Let's talk. Let's help it out and do it that way. And if that doesn't work and he wants to get violent, then it quickly can go up the pyramid all the way up to using force where you have to deflect a hit, martial arts techniques. And then you can go higher where you actually have to take him down and restrain him up to the point of actually doing something, which is the last resort at the very top, which is you shoot. If you're armed and you're at the White House at 2 in the morning, two to the chest, one to the head to stop the threat. I've been trained to do all that, but I've never ever had to person yet. It's against my principles and training. And yet this guy's walking around proud of the fact somebody and admitted it on the news that he would do it again. Oh my God,
And
there's
so
got to be another way.
I also feel right here, I'm wondering how the black people feel about this, colored people feel about this. 'Cause I mean, I know how I feel about it. I think it was,
Well, I'll tell you, I've talked to
well,
him.
hold on. I feel the way
Go
I
ahead.
feel about it is that was too long. I mean, he didn't
Yeah.
have to die. I do feel that way,
Five
but
minutes. Five
yeah, I
minutes.
mean, not even that. I mean, he could have put his arm, you already had him out. You could have just put his arms behind his back and sat down with him,
That's
right?
it.
And sat down with a guy and just held him there and defuse the situation, let him come to. And so I think there was, yeah, I think,
Well, you know
especially if
what?
you're.
You know what his response was that he feared for getting on his back or getting the guy to roll over on his back because he would be at a disadvantage or something. He was already on his back holding
Wasn't this guy
me.
a lot smaller too?
Yeah.
I
It's just
mean,
crazy.
yeah, I don't know, man. I'm with you on this one. I am with you on this one. I think it was overdone.
Yeah, I
Overdone,
live with
man.
this every day, and I've been upset ever since it happened. I watched the full 10, 15 minutes of the thing. I said, my God, I could have walked in there and taken that guy off, Penny, and then turn around and help the guy out and restrained him and talk to him. You got to talk to people. This guy didn't attempt to talk to him, and yet he thinks he was in fear of his life or something because he thought he would do something. Really? You're that trained, but you're afraid of this guy that's not trained? I mean, come on. You know what? In law enforcement, you take a few hits. You may get hurt or injured a little bit, but you don't have to. That's the point.
I was always taught as a kid, I learned growing up, punch first, ask questions later. I never tried to defuse the situation. I was just like, oh, bang, there you go, you're out. Now we'll talk. We'll have a beer afterwards. But that's
Yeah.
how I always handle things. But so Yeah, I'm with you on this. So that's one subject I wanted to talk about with you. Okay. The other one is the drones. Okay. And I think both of these, by the way, the outcome, and let me just go back to the Daniel Penny real quick. I think this outcome is to, I think what they're trying to do is instigate and ignite racial tension.
That's correct. And I've talked to my black contacts. I'll say it flat out because you were kind of acting like, well, I wonder what they think. I talk to black people all the time. I was grown up with black people. I've worked with black people. I know Abraham Bolin, the former Secret Service agent that was assigned by Kennedy back in 60, 61, and other political people, Dr. James Manning, Atla Church out of New York, people like that. And I constantly bounce stuff off of them or offer my services because when you run into people in the street, you talk to them like regular human beings, and I give out my card and stuff like that. But sometimes they still act a little reluctant because you're not black or something, which brings up the book I studied many years ago in high school in Japan. We had to do a subject like Black History Month or something, so I read this book. You ever heard the title called Black Like Me?
What is it?
Black Like Me. It's a book.
What? No, oh no.
Yeah, it was about a guy named Griffin who actually took injections to turn his skin dark colored
My
and brown. He shaved his hair off and he went throughout the South to be treated like a black and find out how bad it was. And he did it for like 6 months. He had to do special infrared UV light with the injections to get the stuff in his system, which he later got cancer because of it. But he learned what it was like to be prejudiced against. And oh, yeah, you
And
can't
what
go
was
into
it
the hospital.
like?
Huh?
What was it like for him?
Well, it's exactly what you would think, the prejudice. You could only go get water from a black
Oh,
fountain.
this was back in the 60s.
Yes,
Okay,
yes,
okay.
yes. And I was in Japan when Martin Luther King got killed and Robert F. Kennedy got killed.
But I think we've made some big strides. I don't think the
68.
country's like not even close to being as racist as it was in the 60s.
But they're
They're
still
trying to ignite
lying.
it again, but I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, but they're still lying to us. The Democrats technically use the racism card all the time to get the votes, and then they turn right around and do whatever they want. So a lot of people think they're getting help, and then they get lied to, and then they just give up after a while. And I understand that. I've been through it myself. And believe me, if you looked at all the stuff that they do, all they could see is white versus black. I've talked to Black Panthers when I was working with Mike Rupert and Gary Webb, who wrote the book Dark Alliance, because that was how they put the drugs into the black communities, Guy Freeway Ross, and I talked to his family as well. So
Really? Yeah, I've
Maxine
talked to
Waters.
him. I've talked to Rick Freeway, the real Rick Ross, the
Yes.
boxing fight in New Mexico, and he told me a lot of stuff.
There you go. And he spent 20 years before he got out.
Jeez.
They were covering it up. That was the whole point, is that they used him because he was black, because then he could do the deals and all this other stuff in the community. They're the ones who are causing the problems. That's
That's
why
who
they're
I
always
had Kevin
strong.
Shipp on talking about that on NinosCorner.tv.
Oh, Kevin Shipp,
He was
yeah,
a he's a big
I've talked to
whistleblower,
him.
yeah.
Yeah. John Curacao is another good one too.
So do you think that
CIA.
this is gonna do you, I think something's gonna come from this. I really do. I feel like there's something that's gonna come. And this guy's out now, he's free, he's out walking, going to bars. I just think there's gonna be some kind of altercation.
Oh, he stupidly already said where he lived approximately. If he still lives, he hasn't moved yet. He better move. You know,
Jeez.
it's like all these
But
other
he's
ones.
out going to bars and drinking.
It won't last. I'm going to tell
That.
you right now. The profile is it won't last. He will finally, somebody will catch up to him. No different than the Luigi Mangione assassination of the CEO executive.
Right. I think that's what's going to happen. And then could we see race riots and race? I mean, it depends. I guess if a black man takes his life, then I mean, this
Well,
is
I'm going to
gonna.
tell you again.
I think this is just beginning.
I've talked to Black Panthers, and then there's the new Black Panthers, the old ones, and then the new ones. I talked to them up in Los Angeles. Maxine Waters, I tried talking to her. You know where that went? Nowhere.
Right.
They don't help whistleblowers. Congress is so compromised, you wouldn't believe it. But when you look at what they're doing, we have to help ourselves. People like me and you have to reach out to these people to let them know right away that you disagree with that decision. that what that guy did, and they're going to say, oh, he didn't have the intent. Oh, he's an ex-Marine. So what? I used to arrest Marines for a living, and I used to fight with their kids and people in
I
other
guess it'd
countries.
be the equivalent of me knocking somebody out and then just slamming their head on the
And
concrete.
keep pounding. Yeah.
Just keep going. Like,
Well,
him being
that
out
was
isn't enough.
the Trayvon Martin case was like that, where the guy
Right.
finally pulled a gun and he didn't back off, and the guy was out checking door handles. Yeah, he's probably casing the cars, but that doesn't give you a right to shoot. That is the
No.
ultimate. You can't just shoot him and go,
I
okay,
could
go back
see,
to living.
putting him in a chokehold, putting him out, and then restraining him.
That's it. That's
That's
it.
it.
But you
And then
still are
go, that's it,
responsible.
though. Yeah.
Here's the thing. In martial arts and law enforcement, you're still responsible for that human being. That's the point. Once you put control or put cuffs on them, I used to chase people down on high speed chases, chase them down neighborhoods, over fences, catch a guy, cuff him up, search him, and another partner or police officer would come up and he's ready to raise his hand. I put my hand up and said, no, he's cuffed. He's already cuffed. How many people have done that and they've suffered retaliation? The Chris Dorner case is a famous case, and I tried to help those people on that one. There's a Kerry O'Holloman who I've talked to, former New York police in Buffalo, I believe. She also had a case where she intervened and the guy was cuffed up and another officer was trying to hit him or kick them. That's a felony. You cannot do that. You
Man,
see
so
what
the
I
same
mean?
thing happened with George Floyd. Now this,
Oh, that case is totally
I
amateur.
think the three-letter agencies are going to use this for
Yes.
some
There's a
kind of
pattern. There's a pattern.
riots. And I mean, I think they're going to kick it off again. I think something's going to happen with this, man.
Well, if they don't, I would be very surprised if they don't. Because what they did in the George Floyd case, and I broke that down years ago, the guy was dropping all kinds of packets. The cops didn't know what they were doing. They let the two other black male and female passengers go off to the sidewalk and stand there. They didn't search them. And they were allowed to go back and retrieve stuff out of the car. My God, they could have pulled guns, they could have pulled hand grenades and other dope and walk away. And these guys didn't act like they were trained. It was set up. It didn't look right. And they had four guys. Chauvin was on the head of the neck area. He wasn't putting direct pressure on the carotid. He was putting it around the neck and the upper areas of the neck, not cutting off the flow. But the other guys were putting pressure on the upper back, the lungs, then the lower back, that's the diaphragm, so you can breathe. And the other guy was holding his legs. I could put the same pressure on you, and you're going to come out of breath,
Of
and you'll probably
course.
pass out eventually.
So let's get to the drones, man. I mean, that's just
Yeah.
one thing that's happening in America right now. Let's talk about the drones that are over New Jersey. To me, John, I think this is a psyop. I think they're conditioning people to accept things in the sky. I think they're waiting for their monitoring reactions
Here
or
you go.
internet
Here's a
chat.
mini drone right there.
Oh,
If you see stuff like
that's
that
the
that looks
Star
like
Wars,
a couple of
what is it?
football fields big, then that's probably not a drone.
Right.
That's the Millennium
That's
Falcon.
Millennium Falcon. That's right.
Yeah, there you go. Just to
So
get a close up.
that's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it's just a keychain thing.
But I think what they're doing, I think there's many things at play here. I think one of them is a psyop. I think it's to gauge and monitor people's reactions from this and see how well they're
Good point.
handling this. Yeah, and I think this is,
Exactly.
yeah, and I
It's
think
a
this is going to
test.
lead to the alien card that they're going to play
Well,
later. I think.
look at the Chinese balloon. How long did they wait before they finally did something? They're testing our responses. Are you
There's no
kidding?
response.
Yeah,
There's
they let it
nothing.
go 3,000 miles and they finally said, oh, we're finally going to shoot it when it's over water, but it was going to be over Canada, eh? And they just said, well, we won't shoot it there. And then it came back in. It's controlled. It had special solar panels, and they had the electronics to navigate and also to pick up and receive and monitor frequencies from people's cell phones and everything. You see what I mean? It's the
Yeah.
same thing as what spycraft, the EC-121s and the military aircraft, NATO has flying around over there in the Ukraine, up near the Russian border area. They're picking up everything. On the alien level, if you want to go that level, they go and scan everything possible. There's nothing that escapes it. They pick up all the frequencies. It doesn't matter if you got block codes and stuff like that. They can still break through it somehow because that's alien technology. But it's like even on my phone, I use a special system through Def Protection that blocks interruption. So it means I can call you up and it's not being intercepted. So it means I can call you on a clean line off a special satellite connection and it's not a sat phone. You just call up, you can get the thing, people can contact me about it. It's not that much, like 120 bucks a year for cloaking, and then they have GPS blocking. But when they put out these drones, they've got drones that are this big, and then after that I'm off the screen, and then as big as your room, and then they've got 10, 12, 15 foot military with actual armaments that they can go. They're not manned, and then they could drop bombs or just crash in and destroy stuff. It could
I
be
mean, what do we even
nuclear.
need F-16 for, F-35? We don't need them anymore. We have drones
No,
doing it all now.
exactly. They're
They could
doing it
probably fly
heavily in
undetected and
Ukraine.
under radar. They'd probably just, I mean, they would be considered UFOs.
Exactly. They're UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena.
Phenomena. Yeah. So, I mean, so the UFOs that a lot of people are seeing are probably drones.
Exactly. Now, unless they start doing a lot of unusual activity, most UFOs, and if you see V-shaped stuff, that's the stuff they saw over
Triangular.
Phoenix. That's ours. That's retrofitted or reconstructed from alien technology. But when you get into the circular stuff, like, I mean, I'll joke about the Millennium Falcon thing here again. When you get stuff that's actually circular, and I've seen these things that are real where they take high speed film, slow it down, you see it go zipping across
Yeah.
the camera. Then you slow it down, it's a silver metallic, it's all one piece, it goes interdimensional, and that's what would disrupt the whole interdimensional thing when they start dropping hydrogen bombs and things, because it rips through the space-time continuum and the fabric of the space-time continuum connection. You know, it's
I know
kind of
that
weird.
Elon Musk has been posting a lot about drones, and I think he's trying to tell people, like, don't be deceived, is what I think he's is that that's what I think the message he's putting out there. He's been putting a lot of spectacular footage up on X, and I think he's doing that on purpose to show people, like, hey, don't be fooled for what they're about to do.
Well, I told somebody about the drones years ago. Back in 91, I was still at U.S. Customs. I ran into a guy who was talking about drones. Well, what if they use a drone and they fly drugs across the border? Can they get picked up on it? So I lied to him. I said, oh, yeah, we've got electronics and stuff that'll intercept it and all this other stuff. But we have stuff that will be embedded in the ground so we could tell vibrations. So those are actual things for that. But a drone flying over the border is like that. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, that's how they do smuggling. So I reported it because it's part of my job. And while I was thinking about it, I said, you know what? That's a national security issue. And I'm going to go back to my other former agency, the Secret Service, and tell them about it. Because also, if you Google this on YouTube, you can actually pull up something where they use drones for assassinations. So that means they
Jeez.
can fly up, they've got an
Oh, so do you think they're
identifier
trying to
chip.
intimidate Trump as well? Isn't this over his properties?
They put it in the movies. They put it in a
No,
White
but I
House
know, but
down.
isn't this New Jersey drone activity
Yes.
over Trump's property?
Yes. Yeah, that's part
So
of
are they
it.
letting him know? Man, see, my mind goes in so many different
It's
directions.
intimidation. That's what it is. It's intimidation. If it was near Mar-a-Lago, that's a no-fly zone. So let's talk about no-fly zones. You cannot fly an aircraft or a drone within 15 point square miles of the White House in Washington, D.C. You cannot fly within the area where George Bush Jr. lives in Texas. You can't fly anywhere where not Mar-a-Lago, but Mar-a-Lago as well, but also Martha's Vineyard visiting. And you can't go do it if you're visiting because it's a restricted airspace
Wow.
just for that reason. It's a national security anti-assassination tool. They're doing it. They've done it before. They're testing the water. That's exactly what they're doing. It gets me upset because I know what they're doing. Other people look at it and go, oh, that's weird.
So
Oh,
what
that's.
about the rumors that these are Iranian, or are they Iranian or Chinese? What are
Okay,
you hearing?
let's hit that. A congressman has already divulged the information. I think it was Byrne or whatever his name was. I just had it up from yesterday.
Patrick Byrne.
No, not Patrick Byrne. That's
Okay.
another
Oh, a congressman. Sorry, my bad. Congressman. Okay.
congressman.
Okay. Well,
But
okay.
anyway, he had some confidential sources like whistleblowers that some of us are. I didn't call that one in. But they already confirmed that they were not Ukrainian, but Iranian sourced offshore. And people in the media, the White House press corps, like Jean-Pierre, she lies for a living. Okay, let's get that straight. She gets up there to lie. And then you got Kirby, who also lies for a living for the Department of Defense, public affairs, doesn't matter. Oh, no, that's not this. It's not that. It's something else. And, we have no confirmation. See how he's stalling that? We have no confirmation. We've already got insiders that have said it's Iranian. So they're measuring the defense systems along the East Coast because that's where their next ICBM is going to go. So I wouldn't want to live in the East Coast or anywhere in Washington, D.C., which is ground zero. Period. I used to deal with that when I was working there. I said,
So
my
you
God,
think something's going to happen off the East Coast?
easily. Why would they be there testing the water? They're doing it in the West Coast as well. Now the Russians have their own subs, but these monitoring drones also come from underwater. Let's get that out. Not many people know that. They think, oh no, it's on an aircraft carrier, it's on a sea container somewhere, and they're releasing all these drones. No, they have them underwater too. Now I'm not talking about alien, I'm talking about human,
Right.
Iranian. With all the billions of dollars that people, man, who just gave him $10 billion 2 days ago? Biden.
Right.
For what?
Yeah, man.
Reparations? No, it's the same thing being cycled over and over again, folks. We have to have a common enemy so that we can put our tax slave dollars into it so that the Democrats can give away the money and scrape off 10%, 15% for themselves, and nobody can do anything about it. They've been doing it for years.
What about these earthquakes off the coast of California? What do you think they are? I've heard there's
Okay,
Geiger
that one was up
counters.
in Humboldt County up north near Seattle, and I had my own sources. Somebody else heard something on another radio show. I would never repeat the name because some of these guys are just,
Yeah.
that's what they do. So they're saying, oh, yeah, the water's going to do it. It was underground, it was underwater. And so they're trying to compare it to like Fukushima. And salt water actually has a reaction to radiation in case anybody did the research. But I'm not the rocket scientist, but I still had to make suggestions about radioactive detection devices. I'm familiar with those things at the border. I'm the guy that put the suggestion in. We use them everywhere else. But when the water goes down and the current goes down the coast, it eventually gets to San Diego. It actually turns. It goes back up at a certain point. But this one guy was trying to say, oh yeah, it's affected the water in the beach area in San Diego. That's a lie. What person went out there with their, let me pull out a Geiger counter. This is
You have
a,
a Geiger counter?
hell yes, don't you?
No.
Hold on, hold on. I'll turn it on. This is one. This is just one of them. And it'll measure the clicks. It's not clicking very much, is it? There's one.
Okay.
Okay.
What are you measuring? What are you
I'm
measuring?
measuring any radiation in the atmosphere, so many rads per hour. Now,
Wow.
if I put
Now,
it
what's
next,
dangerous? Like, I heard it was like 15 up or 30 and up or something like that.
I've got a card.
Okay.
If you get into the normal range, EMF, RF, radio frequency radiation, whatever, up to 10 milliwatts or whatever per minute, and then up to hours. And then, if it goes above the 10, you have to check it regularly with your Geiger count. I've had this for years, so it's not like I had the money to buy one yesterday. Then, once it gets above 3 mg, 100 counts per minute, then it's not recommended for long time exposure, rather. And then, once you get up to above 500, you need to get the F out of the area.
So what are
Now,
people reading in California right now? Do you know?
I'm not getting any readings. Nobody's reporting back anything. But
Okay, but
that's
I've heard people were getting readings off the charts in.
oh, in the water was what they were claiming. I said, well, first off, I'm not going to go in the water or stand around and see if I can get exposed because if it's that much, you're going to get contaminated. You'll see fish dying and floating up belly up by
Right,
that.
right. There's been no
The
reports on that, right?
whales, all the fish, the sharks, the tuna, everything will be affected.
Jeez.
That's
Right.
so I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just telling you what you should see or indicators if it happens. But I can go out there all day, travel with this thing that charged up, stick it in my pocket. It'll click off just because of normal radiation from the sun. That's it. But when they start putting out stuff at Humboldt County area up near Seattle, then you got to wonder, that's bordering Canada. So if somebody sets something off, there's an underground base over off Malibu. Everybody knows about the alien underground base thing. Same thing over in the East Coast and Bermuda Triangle and all these other special places. But if they were to do something like what did happen in Fukushima, then they're doing that to attract attention to look over to the left side. Oh, look over there, when something's going off to the right. They're trying to distract us. It's
So
always something.
do you believe that an event is coming that's going to make 9/11 pale in comparison?
Well, they're talking about the asteroid. Okay, there was a prediction about the asteroid, which comes around so many thousands of years, no different than the planet Nibiru, for instance. I get into that stuff too after I look at the other stuff because the other stuff's easy. You could do that backwards, blindfolded and half asleep. This other stuff takes a little bit more advanced reckoning. And I've got a guy that does gematria continually on stuff and numbers. But they claim that if it even hit the ocean, it would be 6 miles in diameter. And I go, my God, that sounds like the movie. They made a movie called Armageddon.
Yeah,
And I
that's
saw
big.
it.
6 miles, this thing is.
Six miles.
I've heard Philip Schneider talk about when he was doing his whistleblowing, saying that there's an asteroid headed for Earth that's targeted for Earth around 2029. It's on course to hit Earth. Is that true?
Right. Well, that gets into the tribulation, return of Jesus Christ in 2028 versus the other ones. But it's supposed to be the apocalypse would happen after 2028. So that might fit the time frame. But if you
But
look at
is
the
there,
asteroid,
does your intel tell you that there is an asteroid on a collision with Earth, headed for a collision with
that's
Earth?
what they're saying. But the problem is NASA, never a straight answer, is always going to lie to us saying, oh, it almost hit us. It merely missed by 100 miles. I mean, they've had asteroids that wiped out the whole planet with all the reptiles and the dinosaurs, right? But then they lie about that. That asteroid was allegedly bigger than the state of Oklahoma or some other state,
Yeah.
but it's not that big. But if it hit in the Gulf of Mexico, then it causes all of the blackout of the sun for 6 months to a year. Then the vegetation is going to die off. I don't know if they had bees because you have to have bees to pollinate. But if it hits the ocean, it's going to cause tidal waves and tsunamis. That's what they're saying. So if it does that, then you're looking at those reactions. They're just doing fear porn. It's the Democrats lost. They're sore losers, and their lie, cheat, steal stuff is still going on the way out the door. They're doing it on the way out the door. They'll do stuff that's going to be long-term repercussions, and the Republicans are going to have to try and recover
Right.
and fix it.
Well, John, I appreciate you coming on, man. This is a very informative podcast. Where do people go to find you to help you out, with donations?
Oh, I've got a Venmo that can go to at John. JOHN dash Carman, CARMAN dash the number 1 and 7.
Dash 17, John Dash Carmen Dash 17, folks, go down there. I'll put the link down there below. Give this guy a small contribution for his awesome intel. I
Hey, give me
appreciate
a
you, John.
large one. I'll be your friend. I'll
Yeah,
give you direct intel if you call me. Then I'll,
got
that, but that's a general's tent situation.
it. John, thank you.
Anytime.